Far and wide.
Across the land.
Welcome to
Queen Talk.
Starring
Adrian Stojanovski
and Kaya Pappas.
A podcast by the Queens.
For the Queens.
I have no idea what week it is.
I think it's 15.
Oh, you killed that. Wait, no, it's not. It's 14 because we deleted that one.
Yeah. But I think we still called it 14 last week.
Anyway,
welcome back. 14 or 15.
And today, we're back with another reflection. And what's the reflection this week, Adrian?
This week, we will be discussing something that your partner or crush does to make you feel better or special.
Yeah, purr. So we'll be discussing what our partners and crushes do to make us feel special. And then we'll be discussing you guys.
Purr.
Purr, as
usual. Killed it, as we always do.
As we always do.
Every week.
Just like in case this is your first time listening.
If it is your first time listening.
Hey.
Welcome.
Welcome.
My name is Adrian Stojanovski. I've got Kaya Pappas sitting next to me and this is Queen Talk. I love doing that.
The people that have been listening for 15 weeks, shut up. They're
like, again.
We do it every week. Hey, guys.
Kind of good.
Okay, let's get a wriggle on.
More like a...
Skivvy on.
Heartbeat on. Get it? Oh, no, I kind of love Skivvy.
I hate Skivvy.
Word of the day, Skivvy.
No, we've been discussing Skivvy all morning, and I hate Skivvy.
I just think it's such a primary school throwback.
I hate the word, and I hate an actual Skivvy.
Well.
I know, my mum used to force me to wear them in the winter. I'm triggered. Okay. So, Adrian... What is your crush?
Starting with us?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Because Adrian doesn't have a partner.
So if you know me, you know that I'm too good for everyone, so anyway. Or I'm just too particular and picky, so I'm a single Pringle.
For now.
For now. But that doesn't mean I haven't dabbled in crushes and feelings of love before. But anyway, we'll be discussing things. So, I once had someone sing to me. And I know what you're thinking, like, ew, that's a bit cringe.
No, but I love it.
I think it's good. It's like,
if they can sing,
well, yeah, and
sing to me, Paolo.
Yeah, that's what it was, that vibe. And we've spoken about this before, and he studied at BCA, so he could sing, he was doing music theatre.
I love that so much. What did he sing?
He sang For Good from Wicked, and he was like, people come into our lives for a reason.
Wait, did he sing this in public?
Yes. But there's no one around, so it's
like... Oh, okay, I was like, oh.
It's like in the middle of a street, I was like, oh!
You're just standing there, he's doing a performance.
Okay, but why would we do that? Like, fine, for each other?
Oh my god, and then you propose to me and we get free food?
Yes! Okay, fine, done. Okay. But that was really nice, because I was like, ew, this is so cringe, but it's also nice. But like, he was so vulnerable. Like, I could have laughed and be like, what are you doing? But not that I would have done that, but yeah. But it was just really nice. I was like, no, like, it's not a thing that someone does every day for you,
no.
Kind of thing.
Because not everyone can sing.
Yeah, purr. Now, I know this is a bit broad, but I'll try and find an example in my toolkit and bag of examples. No. Sorry.
Someone's calling Adrian. Guess he's famous.
Hello. Anyway.
Sorry, guys. He's too famous. It was our agent calling.
Just our agent for our... gig next week, booked and busy. But, Care For Me. Again, broad and basic. But, I feel like, maybe it's because I haven't been in a relationship, but some people, like, when they're talking to you, they're just like, yeah, whatever. And they, like, say they'll care, but they won't show it. Does that make sense?
Stop. Because I believe, I'm a very, very, very strong believer in actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
And if someone says to me all day long, I love you, I love you, I care about you, blah, blah, I'm like, cool story, but show it.
Purr.
So purr.
Killed it.
I don't even care. Yeah.
Well, if you know me, you know that if I go out to have a drinky at the club, sometimes I go a little bit hard. And anyway... I'll come home and I'll be like, hey. And anyway, the other night I went out and then I went back to this guy's house and to stay there because it was right next to the club and I couldn't be bothered going back to my house because it was like an hour and a half transport trip.
Nathie!
thanks! And anyway, He was like, you have to drink water. And I was like, no, I don't. I was like, don't tell me what to do.
Okay, fish.
I was like, I'm not a fish. And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, don't make me drink water. Anyway, and then...
Not that Wait, I can I just quickly say something about water? Yeah. One time I was really drunk. Everyone was trying to force me to drink water. I was saying it was spicy.
I wouldn't drink this water for some reason because I was just being difficult, and he was like, no, you have to drink it. I was like, no, I don't. And he's like, give me my bottle. And I was like, why do you need your bottle? This is about me. Anyway. And then he's like,
character.
Then he's like, watch, look how I take a sip, you have to do the same, we'll sip it together. And I was like, kind of good.
Aww.
So it's just like nice.
Did he do anything else nice?
Well, another thing is taking interest in you. Mm. Again, very broad, but this person knows that I like musicals. And they're like, do you want to come to a musical with me? And unfortunately, I was booked and busy on the night, so I had to say no.
What musical?
Chess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it. But anyway, so I was like, just the thought of like, oh, you know, Adrian's interested in that, so I'll ask him, when he could have asked like anyone. So...
Are us three going to the Frozen musical?
Fine, kind of good.
I kind of love
that. Let's dress up.
Stop it.
As the characters.
He's like, I'm not coming anymore.
I'll force you to come.
Kind of good. We'll just show up at his work.
Kind of good.
Come
now.
No, can we actually?
Yeah, that's kind of good. Okay. The other thing that is really nice and kind of ties into caring for you is when I came home from the club... Obviously, I didn't have any of my clothes or anything with me, and they had set out all of a fresh set of clothes for me and a towel for the shower and everything. And they're like, there you go, it's just on the table, so when you come in, you can just get ready and then...
So silent!
And it was just nice. I was like, thanks. which no one has done for me before, but it was nice. And last but not least, just... as like a main thing is when they plan fun activity dates. And again,
I love that. I've done so many fun things.
But yeah, I feel like so many people are just like, yeah, like we'll go to the movies.
I hate
the movies for dates because you just sit there and you don't talk. And like,
well, I love going to the movies, but I wouldn't like go all the time.
Yeah. See, if someone said, oh, let's watch a movie at home and get like food and set up like a pillow fort kind of thing, I'd be like, yes, killed it. Why?
Don't want to say that happened.
Moving on, because it's fun and it's like, it makes it more exciting than, oh, let's go to the movies and just sit there. Like, I don't know. Just
okay, so here's what I think. I think movies are typical first date.
Yeah.
Or like a second date. But when people do it for every date, hello. Yeah. Come on. I love, or when people just, with their partners, all they do is watch movies. Like, come on. Get a new hobby.
Yeah.
Or try something new. Dinner and movie. Like, that's so boring.
Yeah.
Like, me and Jack, like, we've gone to almost every Melbourne Zoo. We're going to Werribee next. So then we're to every Melbourne Zoo. We've gone to mini golf. We've gone fishing, we've gone Geelong, like, we just do good things.
And even if, like, obviously, sometimes you'll try things that they like, and they'll try things that you like, but even just trying things that you've both never tried before is, like, interesting, I think.
Yeah.
But that's a summary of me. Onto you.
Onto me. So mine are all about Jack, sorry. So I want to give you a big head, but I didn't even want to talk about Jack. But anyway, I guess I have to. I like when Jack listens to my tea.
Killed it.
Because I have a lot of tea all the time. Like, when I don't see someone for like a few days, I'm like, oh my god, I have a so huge much. List. But lucky I see Jack more often than that, and I just tell him all the tea. So he's constantly filled in, and I like when I can spill the tea. Then... he's going to hate this one, but tickles, back tickles and head tickles.
Yeah, I hate head tickles.
They're the best, like, honestly. It's a bit different for guys and girls for head tickles because I have long hair.
Yeah, true.
It still feels good, but, like, it's not. Yeah. I feel like with short hair, it feels better. It's just, like, scalp
tickles.
Yeah. Mine's just hair. But yeah, tickles and massages that I force him to give me. He never wants to, but it's alright.
Sorry.
I just force him anyway. And then the last one is actually really important to me. So I have like 20,000 celebrity crushes, and I know some people that aren't allowed to have celebrity crushes, and that makes me sick.
Which I think is dumb.
That is so dumb. Like, honestly, realistically, what are the odds?
Yeah.
What are the odds of something happening with you and your celebrity crush?
Yeah.
Very slim.
Yeah.
Very slim. And even if it did, I'm so sorry. I would do the same thing for Jack. Like, if somebody, like Margot Robbie, came up to Jack and was like, hey, I would be like, go for it. Because, like, anyway. So yeah, the fact that Jack supports my celebrity crushes, because I know some people don't.
Yeah.
That is special because
killed it.
I love them so much. Anyway, but yeah, that's special. And now it's time to move on to your responses.
So, we were asking people, first of all, do they have a crush or partner? Very broad. And 51% of people said, yeah, baby. And 49% of people said, single Pringle.
It's almost half.
Yeah.
And Adrian made a little note at the bottom of this saying, this was the most responsive question yet in terms of voting. So that means a lot of people voted, which means it's literally almost half of your followers.
I think it's because everyone can... Like, you're either single or you're not.
Yeah. So everyone can...
Yeah, everyone can... Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it kind of shook me that it was half and half. Like, I...
Yeah.
I don't know which
one I... To be honest, I thought there was more single people.
Yeah. Because even if I think of my friends, I'm like, well, there's so many of them that are single.
And that actually means... Oh, wait, you said crush as well. Like, everyone has a crush on someone.
Yeah, true, true.
Okay, because I was about to be like, why is 51? Like, that is so high.
And then... Yeah, I was asking, what's one thing that your partner does to make you feel special or good or that they do for you? And here's what you said.
So the first one is, he tells me he loves me every day.
Now, this is great.
Okay, this was what I said. So I feel like, obviously it would make you feel special when someone says they love you, but like, is that it?
Like, show me. Don't
just tell me. Yeah, we were saying that, oh, did we already say that in the podcast? Yeah, we did.
I don't know.
No, about like showing rather than saying it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
I forgot to say when? Again. When we were talking about caring for you.
Oh. Ew. Oh, well, point to reiterate. Show, don't tell. Yeah, but also tell. Show and tell.
Show and tell.
Oh, memories.
Okay, next.
Okay. I love this one. Brought me chocolate mousse.
I love that one.
You know why?
Too.
Because, like, it's the little things.
Yeah.
And I bet you this person loves chocolate mousse.
Wait, I can use my quote.
Yes.
So, if anyone's seen Zombieland, one of my favorite top 10 movies, literally top 10, and Jesse Eisenberg's character has a list of, like, how to survive the zombie apocalypse. And he says, rule 32, enjoy the little things.
Killed it.
Because even though there was a zombie apocalypse, Woody Harrelson's character was like, I just want a Twinkie. And that's enjoying the little things.
The little things matter. And they all add up to the bigger things.
Purr.
Kills it.
Okay, listen with support and no judgment. I love that.
Love that too.
Because, I just feel like when someone listens to you and doesn't judge what you're saying, regardless of whether it might sound dumb, because... Sometimes we all say some dumb things, but like the fact that the way that I take this is they support you and judge you no matter what, whether don't maybe
judge.
Even if it is,
huh? Don't judge.
Oh, don't judge you no matter what, even if it's just something dumb.
Yeah, but I think support's also a big one because like, although they're your partner, you can still be scared to like tell them things
because
you might be embarrassed or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They've always used my correct pronouns from the day we met and have never used anything else. I'm going to assume this is part of a LGBTQ plus couple.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, but maybe it is. Mm. And it comes down to respecting that person's decisions.
Yeah. That's nice.
Killed it.
Thanks for being respectful to the partner, whoever they are.
Gold star.
Or crush.
True.
Right. The next one is been there for me in literally every way and puts me first always. I love him too much.
Too much. Can you love someone too much?
No.
Never.
Yeah, I really love that. Yes. Puts me first.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
As long as you know that you're not always first. Because, like, it's good when someone else puts you first, but then sometimes you should also put the other person first.
Yeah, both ways.
Mm. But kind of love that.
Kills it. This is kind of what we touched on as well, going to the effort of planning dates. It's just nice. Like, you know, they put in time to think about you and what you like, and then they take you there, hopefully.
They don't take you.
They're just like, I planned it.
Get there yourself. Okay, next one is always taking the time to think of me and make me feel special and important.
Again, time.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing as well. Like,
When
you can't just,
it's put in that, effort, time, and support. Like, that's a pretty common theme amongst these responses.
Same as, again, like taking me on a date and treated me like a princess. Which is, again, the way they treat you.
I love that.
Showing that.
And princess vibes, Disney vibes. I love that. Okay, I love this one. This is so cute. Cleaned and decorated our room with fairy lights and candles after I came home.
Yeah, I love that too. Kind of good.
I love candles.
I love fairy light vibes.
I love both.
Yeah, so if you're listening and you want to do that for me, take note or else I won't be with you.
Sorry, Nathan.
Sorry, Goofy. Now, along with all these cute ones, there are also other ways, such as, this person has said, allowed each other to grieve our nephew in different ways.
I think it's important for you to be there for someone when they're grieving, and everyone grieves differently. And I know during my relationship with Jack, I've had plenty of people pass away, even in those short 3 years, I've actually had quite a few people pass away, and I know I've been a bit difficult because I'm like sad and don't want to leave and stuff, and like, but yeah, Jack's been there, and I know when his dog passed away, he was very upset. And yeah,
I think it's just being there for that person, and then they appreciate that, and it makes them feel loved and special,
and to be there for them even if they are being difficult.
Yeah,
everyone grieves
differently.
Very differently.
Yeah.
The last one is helped an elderly woman top up her Mikey. That's so cute.
And also, again, showing it.
Yeah.
Like showing it and for someone else. Showing, like not even for the partner, but for
showing that person's decency also.
Yeah, just their values, their morals.
That's it.
So if you have a crush or a partner, and
you were going to say, let us know.
Let us know if they do something special. And
maybe if you have a crush on Adrian, let us know.
And that.
And
maybe you'll get a mention next week. And if you have a crush on Kaya,
Or maybe you've already been mentioned.
Or maybe you've been mentioned. Who knows?
And if you have a crush on Kaya, I'm really sorry.
Really sorry, but
get in line.
I mean, that's for both of us, so...
Poe, get in line for Adrian.
Poe. Killed it.
Okay. Guess what it's time for?
It's time for Suggestion of the week.
Oh my god. What's your suggestion of the week? Okay, my suggestion of the week.
Got a frog stuck in my throat. Oh my god, sorry.
Okay, I actually have a suggestion of the week already. So... guys, Greek Geese is coming up, and I don't know when this is going to get released, but I'm vegan for 2 weeks because I'm fasting for Greek Easter, and usually I only do 1 week or two, 1 week, but this year I'm like 2 weeks.
Feeling wacky.
And I feel like I have felt less, like, yuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, be vegan, but, like, because I'm obsessed with meat and literally cheese and everything. Yeah. I eat every night for dinner. I have a meat, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And vegetables. Yeah. That's it. So now I'm like, oh my god, yeah. What do I eat for dinner? But even if you take like a little bit of time to like take out meat and dairy from your diet, if it's like a week per month or whatever you want to do, 2 weeks, like in total, maybe like 6 weeks in the year, whatever, however you want to spread that out. I feel like it's very good health-wise.
Yeah, it's good for your digestion, just to clear everything up.
Yeah, because even though it's good, like iron and stuff is good for your body, like that's the thing that I'm going to struggle with because I have low iron. Mm. It's good for you in terms of digestion to have that little, what's it called? Detox period. Yeah. But yeah, so maybe give it a shot, even if you just want to do a week to try it out. But yeah.
Killed it. My suggestion of the week is, is a coffee and bagel place.
Oh, the located, one near your house.
Yeah, on Tyler Street and Plenty Road. It's called Coffee and Bagels, but if you look it up online, it's called the Zen Arcade. Not sure why. But my suggestion there is the Volumi.
Oh my god, I really wanted to try that, but there was something in it that has scared me.
No.
I literally...
The mayo?
Yeah.
I knew it!
I hate mayo.
It's like halloumi, but I think it's vegan halloumi, so I think that's why it's called Volumi.
Oh my god.
I'm just guessing. I don't actually know.
Fine, I'll go get
it. But when I say it is the only thing I order from there, and I go there...
That was literally the one that I wanted to try.
Yeah, yeah. I love it so much.
Wait, does it have Rocket?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
I hate Rocket.
Yeah. But give it a try. Give it a shot. It might be your new love.
Oh my god, pride. You killed that. Yeah. Okay, now time for...
Phrase of the week, of the week, of the week, of the week.
What was it? We said it last night. No, something about a kettle, wasn't it?
Oh, settle your kettle.
Oh, settle your kettle is our phrase of the week. And why is it the phrase of the week?
I have no idea. I can't remember what we're talking about. So sometimes in love, things get a bit steamy, like you kettle too quickly, and it just like boils up and it gets a bit too much. And sometimes they just need to settle their kettle. Just have to slow down a bit.
Yeah, sometimes when you're in relationships, things just go a bit too fast at the start when you're not ready.
Yeah.
So settle it.
Settle
your kettle. That kettle.
But it could be used like out of a relationship context as well. Yeah. Someone could just be like going too fast with something and you're like, hang on a minute. Settle your kettle.
Or when someone's getting too angry. Settle your kettle.
Like calm down.
Yeah, like calming down.
We
killed that. Look at that. So we had a little bit of a quickie episode, but you know what? Sometimes it's good to have some quick
words. It's good. It's just like...
Spice it up.
Spice it up. Little, like, touching base.
That's a little bit of spice. But yeah, so because we have bigger and better things
in plans.
So yeah. And also, actually, I'd like to discuss this. So if you've seen both of our Instagram stories recently, we've talked about having guests on the show.
Yes.
And is definitely the show.
Starring on TV.
The podcast. And this is definitely something that we have been talking about from the start.
Yeah.
And we have very high ambitions. And I think maybe, like, we should do it soon.
Yeah. So if you're interested, please reach out to us and just say, hey, this is what I can bring to the table. And if you're not good enough, we won't let you. No, just kidding. We probably will let you, but...
We definitely got a lot of responses.
Yeah, and they're from a lot of different backgrounds. Yeah. And some people, they're like, oh, I don't know if this is, like, you know, interesting enough, but we'll find a way to make it interesting.
Yeah.
We'll work around you.
And not only that, we were also thinking maybe if we had some... Specific guests can do, like, we have musical people and we have dramatic people.
Yeah, so we might group you with a group interview thing. Like, you'll be separate, but, like, a group episode.
Yeah, group episode. Or we have, like, we were thinking of, like, people that don't necessarily think that they can bring something to the table can just join us in a reflection.
Yep, and share their own experiences.
Yeah, because then that'll be a third person.
Also, you won't have to be here with us. We can organise some, like, phone.
Because we got some international people, too.
Yes, we do.
We actually
do. I just forgot.
No, like, people responded.
Yeah.
We know some international and interstate people. And people actually responded. So there might be, like, phone call interviews in the works.
So get excited.
Yeah. And that's that.
Coming to a screen near you.
Yeah. Coming to a screen. Okay. So, alrighty, queenies. That wraps up today's episode.
Thanks for listening in. And until next time,
stay queen-tessential.
Bye.
Bye.